Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Praise God. Father, we thank you this day for all that you've done. Thank you for another opportunity to just to say yes to your will. Thank you for the health, the strength, the mind, and the will to do. Bless these, your people, in Jesus' name, as we come to you, knowing that all that we have is because of you. Thank God. Amen. We give honor to God today because he's still God and he's still on the throne. Nothing is too big for God. Thank God for the church. And God for the pastor and all that is here, his property, which is you. It's been an interesting, as Pastor says, been an interesting time, you know. But I got a testimony of victory. No matter what comes and goes, we know we have victory. Amen? I was thinking the other day, you get a whole lot of time thinking when you're by yourself, and I said, you know, a lot of people ask, why do we need a God? You know, I really started asking that question myself. You know, why do we need a God? Of course, we're going to talk about material things, you know, and our physical things. But I came to something, a conclusion, that personally, I need a God for forgiveness. Because I can't forgive what I've done to you. I can reconcile it, I can rationalize it, but you cannot accept forgiveness, complete forgiveness, from yourself. Does that make sense? We need a God to forgive us and to give us the freedom to operate without guilt and shame. That's important. We sometimes have not even accepted forgiveness. But God can take it away and take the shame away and take the disappointment away and work with us, because he works with me. You know, I don't know about you, but I lose me once in a while. And I wake up and have to say, oh, wait a minute. I can't go that far with this. And man, I have a inherited nature of protecting those that I love. And I have to fight against that. You know, I don't allow nobody to talk crazy to my wife. You know, I respond totally off the chain. I'm so old, it don't mean nothing, but I respond. And I was thinking about that. You know, we have to recognize God in everything. And I ain't going to talk about the two attorneys I know very well in the building, but it's these attorneys' jobs to push your button so you'll act out in front of folks. But you don't want to scare the judge and the jury and the people outside the door and stuff. You want God to be seen in your life. So what we should be looking for is the fruits of the Spirit in us. You know, the nine fruits they speak of in Galatians, we need to find the one that fits for each situation. When we know and we see the fruits operating in us, we can absolutely be assured of our relationship with God. Fruitful believers are controlled and not controlled by their environment. Fruitful believers don't act out because of the situation. We're controlled. You know, salvation means spiritual self-control. We should have some kind of spiritual control that overrides our natural. Everybody in here has a temper. And we like to brag about, girl, I'm like my mama. I'm like my daddy. You do something to me, I'll go that way with you. But we got to have a spirit of fruitful love. Because you know what I found out? When they act ugly with you, and you continue to be sweet with them, it's a challenge to them. I begin to understand that the fruit has to be shown in me. You know, if you're searching for it outside, you better look at yourself first. And then the other thing is that the fruitful Christians, we recover from failure. We recover when we fall. And nobody in here, I'm not going to talk about the pastor, but ain't nobody else in here perfect. We all fall. We all make mistakes. We fall short of his glory. And so, but the one thing about us as believers, Lord help me. We can say it real quick. We don't fall and stay down there. We get right back up. Does that make sense? I learned a long time ago, if you knock me down on my back, at least I can see up. If you knock me down face down, I got to figure out where I'm at first. But I was thinking about those things, about the fruit and how we operate when people come up again. I've been through some stuff, and I was thinking today, without Christ, I might have done something. If not to somebody else, to myself. People are killing themselves over frustration. Something just that simple. Frustration. How many no's can you take in one day? How many setbacks can you take in a period of time, 1 week? You know, I was thinking, I said, Lord, this is a whole lot of problem for a fella. But then he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will never let you go. No matter what it looks like, I'm going to work this thing out for you. How many believe that this morning? He's working it out this morning. That's the reason we need a spiritual God. Because we need a spiritual God to do some supernatural things. I'm reminded of Peter in Acts 12:1. He was in jail. It's 12:1. Herod had put him in jail. Acts 12:1. Put him in jail because he saw him with the Christians. He hadn't done nothing against to break the law, but he saw that the Jews thought it was okay to lock the Christians up. So they took him and put him in jail. Now, let me tell you, that was so afraid of his spirituality is that they put 4 guards with him and chained him to the guards. And they put him in the jail, and Peter was asleep, laying between these guards, and God sent an angel. The Bible said he prayed, and God sent an angel. How many of us need an angel this morning? How many of us are caught up in something that we can't see our way out of? Lord, send an angel. Peter was asleep, chained in the middle of the jailhouse between 4 guards and 2 guards at the gate. He was locked up. Was no way he could get out of this situation without waking the devil up. Oh, come on and tell God, thank you. He says, the Bible says that he was there in the jail. And when Herod was ready to see it. The Lord sent an angel and he tapped him and he said, get up quickly. Now, this is something that we need to learn, children, is when God tells us something, don't be like you did with your mama. Get up. You're still laying there. Get up. You're still laying there. Boy, didn't I tell you to get up? God said, get up quickly. And Peter got up, and as he got up, the handcuffs and chains fell from him. The Bible called it miraculous. This is a supernatural in a natural world. And so he got up, and he started guiding him out, and he went to the door, and the door came open. And the guards didn't notice him. And he got ready to go through the hallways of the jailhouse. And they came to another gate to the street, and the bars fell away. And then he goes out into the street. And this is where we're at. He was being delivered and thought he was asleep. And then the Bible says he came to himself. How many of us need to come to themselves? When I came to myself, I was free. When I came to myself, I was healed. When I came to myself, I was delivered. Oh, come on and tell God thank you this morning. We have to understand that we don't have the answers to everything. We need to move ourselves out of God's business and let him do what he's about to do. When he came to himself, he was outside in the streets of Jerusalem, wondering, where am I at? Because he thought it was a dream. Bible said he thought it was a vision, but no, you're not in a dream. You really were locked up, Peter. You really were in jail, Peter. And he looked out and he was out there. And this is the interesting thing. They didn't speak about Peter praying. He said the church was praying. Ain't nothing the church can't pray you out of. When you got a praying church, you got a powerful weapon. When you got a praying church, you got a powerful healing mechanism. Because God hears the prayers of the righteous. He'll deliver you. So Peter, let me show you. This spiritual deal, he walked through the streets. A lot of folks don't understand walking in the spirit. But walking in the spirit is when you do what the spirit tells you to do. He would tell you to go right, go right. Amen? He'd tell you to go straight ahead, go straight ahead. You're in the spirit. Peter was walking in the spirit, and he went to the door where they was having church. And he knocked on the door. A little girl named Rhoda, I believe it was, come to the door. And she looked, and she couldn't believe it. She shut the door. And went back and told the people, Peter's at the door. They said, girl, I know, yeah, that's what they said. Girl, you crazy. Peter locked up. People will think, I remember when I first got sick, people came to say goodbye to me because they had heard I was dying and I was about dead. And I was tripping because didn't anybody come by my house as much. Old friends. People will write you off when they don't believe in the spiritual movements of God. People will let you go when they don't understand how God can shake things up and move things around, release you out of prison. God can do it all. Hallelujah today. Nobody that was sitting up breathing and praying that Peter be free, but couldn't see the miracle. Sometimes we be asking God, Lord, Lord, fix this thing. Lord, fix this thing. You go outside and look at it and things is all right. And then you go back praying, Lord, fix this thing. You better wake up and realize when God has done something, be glad. and give him some praise. Not this, thank you, hallelujah. You give him some praise and say, Lord, you freed me. Lord, you delivered me. Oh, I'm so happy. This is what Peter went through. And then he walked into the house. And it shocked everybody. See, what the devil does to you, people is looking. Looking at how you going to handle it. How long can they got him this time. They're going to knock him down this time. He too sick to come back this time. But when God does it, he does it for his glory. People come back and tell me sometimes, like, say, man, you were dying last. You look bad. My cousins come up and say, man, you look like you're dying when I was, you know. But to God be the glory. Amen. Will you bounce back? Amen. You know, somebody got to understand what the phoenix is. You ever heard of the phoenix? Burn up in the fires, but he rises again. Jesus said, can't no grave hold my body down. And if Jesus said it, you got to believe it for yourself. No matter what the sickness is, no matter what the financial situation is, can't nothing hold you down. God has the ultimate authority to break free. Hallelujah. Has the ability to release you in the middle of it. In the middle of it. You know, my legs was gone this week pretty much. You know, that bus shakes your body up. And so my left leg just hurt all the time. And then my right leg went numb. So here I'm going walking like a monster. To and from them buses and climbing up in there in the cold and driving and stuff. And so I took Thursday off, and it didn't do no good. So I said, you know what, I talked to Pastor, and we talked about some things, and I said, I'm taking Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and see what God's going to do. And I'm able to stand up this morning, you know, able to walk. I can feel my feet, and that's something I ain't felt in years. God's able to do something. He will turn it around. How many need something turned around this morning? Tell him, Lord, turn this around in my life. I need a breakthrough this morning. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, deliver me so somebody else might be saved. Show them that I'm the one that called out your name in the midnight hours. And what you've done for me, Lord, I just want to thank you this morning. I just want to praise you this morning. But let me tell you something. Don't wait till it's over to praise him. Praise him right now. You need to praise him now while God is able to do it.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah when you praise it. The sister said that when the praises go up, the blessings come down, and she cleared the fire. That's not biblical, but that's the old folks say. You know why they say that? Because that's the way it works. That makes sense? That's how it works. You start praising yourself out of your situation. It's interesting. The kingdom of God is basically the opposite of the kingdom of the world. Now, if you take that principle and understand how that works, the kingdom of the world wants you to cry about your situation. But the kingdom of God wants you to rejoice about what God's getting ready to do. You got to have a belief in God's credit. Somebody need to say his credit is good with me. He's always brought me out. He's always made a way for me. He's delivered me in the middle of nowhere. Oh God, where there was no rain, no water, he's delivered me out of my dry places. He's delivered me in the darkness. He revealed the light when I was in a dark place, when my heart was broken. He wrapped me up his arms and rocked me in the middle of the night and brought me through the darkness of the night. Oh God, I thank Jesus. Because when he shows up, he removes the fear of darkness. When he shows up. This is what we're talking about tonight. Take his word and apply it. You don't have to have the answer to everything. Trust me. Don't end up doing like this candidate is doing. Do you like chewing gum? Well, she likes chewing gum. There ain't nobody answering with nothing. You need to just shut up and let God answer for you. It might look bleak. You know, somebody accused me of hiding thousands of dollars. Now, why would I live like I'm living if I'm hiding thousands of dollars? Now, I don't mean to say nothing ethnically to embarrass anybody, but you know, black people go get their money if they broke. We don't know how to hide nothing when it comes to money. I will go get my money and spend it and tell you so what. But I'm sitting up here and they're saying, we know you got money. I'm saying, well, I'm scared about this parking in the building here. You know, it is amazing how the world will just assume because you won't cry and break down and look like woe with me, you got more than they got. When you live in the kingdom of God, you're rich. When you let God handle things for you, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, in the middle of the night, you can call on me. We look good. You understand? We do. We look good. Even though we're going through the same thing that the rest of the world is going through. But we know deep down inside we're in it, but not of it. What does that mean? We know it's happening, but it ain't going to kill us. You know, it might be killing you, but it ain't killing me. You know, we were talking about clothing. I got Israelite clothing. You know, when God blesses you with something, it'll last until he get ready to bless you again. Keep yourself focused on what you have and not what you don't have. You know, pray and ask God to provide every need. And he said he'll give you the delights of your heart, but just pray for the needs. This makes sense. I don't need no car note right now. You know, I really do not need a car note. Even though I see these nice cars and stuff, I be saying, I don't need no car note. Life's too iffy right now for old people. Yeah, you don't know what's going to get cut off, huh, Jane? You don't know. Finances is scary. But God is able to do it. This morning, I just want to impress your hearts to understand that no matter what you're going through, God sees and he knows. But understand this. He's looking at every action and every reaction. He's looking at your actions, and he's looking at the reactions. You know. I thank God for a place to come and praise him. I thank God that I'm able to back away from stuff. And on Sundays, don't nothing matter. You know, some days you just can't shake it. But I get ready Saturday night, Saturday during the day, you know, the grandkids come over, I shut down. And I let Sundays be my day not to be bothered with what the world is trying to force on me. The devil is trying to choke you. The devil is trying to break your heart. The devil is trying to get you to give up. But really, how do you give up? You know, the devil wants you to do something you don't even know how to do. You know, everybody that wants to drown, when they can't breathe, they're struggling to breathe. And it end up swimming. Today, church, when I sit down, I want you to know that whatever it is, God is getting ready to bring you out of this thing. He's getting ready to do it. He's getting ready to do it. How many believe that? He's getting ready to do it. He's getting ready to bless you. He's getting ready to deliver you. He's getting ready to heal you. Whatever your needs are right now, he said, I will provide every need. This is the type of God I serve. He's too big, too important to fail. Stand to your feet this morning. I just impressed because as a corporate power, which we are, when we pray for one another about what we really need, when we really become honest, you know, sometimes we get so churchified. Y'all know what churchified is? That we don't need no prayer. We don't need nothing, but Lord help me. I don't want to be like Peter. Or I do want to be like Peter. I want to be able to pray like Peter. I don't have enough words to say, but Lord, save me. When he went down, this is your day to ask the Lord to deliver whatever it is right now. You don't have to tell nobody. You don't have to tell nobody. You don't need to publicize your misery, because that's what the devil want to do. Somebody's reading it already, because we're epistles read by men. Lord, fix this situation in my life. Whatever it is right now, Lord, we're laying it on the altar. I don't know who I'm talking to, but he's getting ready to give you a breakthrough. But what are you going to do with the breakthrough? Will you go back or will you go forward realizing it was God and nobody else? Are you going to be able to tell somebody about how he brought you through? In the name of Jesus right now, Lord, I pray a blessing. I ask that your anointing be on these, your people. And you send around a hedge of protection around them as they go through their day. This is an unfriendly world. This is a chaotic world. But there is a God and a Son named Jesus that came down through 42 generations that had to go to the grave and was raised on the third day. That's coming back looking for us. They're willing to be obedient. In Jesus' name, come on and put your hands together. Give him some praise.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon. And we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.